Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Trigonometry, A Complete Introduction. The Easy Way to Learn Trig is a mathematics study guide by Hugh Neal, published in the Teach Yourself series. Published, it is designed as a broad, accessible introduction to trigonometry for students, independent learners, and readers refreshing earlier mathematics. The book covers the central functions of sine, cosine, and tangent, the use of trigonometric ratios in triangles, work with radians and angles of any size, compound angles, circular relationships, and applications in three dimensions. Its purpose is not only to list formulas, but to build understanding through explanation, worked examples, and test questions. Neal writes from the perspective of an experienced mathematics educator, so the material is structured for gradual progression rather than for quick reference alone. The book occupies a practical middle ground between school textbook and self-study manual, making it useful for exam preparation, transition to more advanced mathematics, and consolidation of core trigonometric reasoning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trigonometric ratios as the foundation of sine, cosine, and tangent. A central theme of the book is the idea that trigonometry begins with stable ratios connected to angles. Rather than treating sine, cosine, and tangent as arbitrary calculator buttons, the book places them in the geometry of triangles, where each function expresses a relationship between sides and an angle. This approach matters because many common errors in trigonometry come from memorizing formulas without understanding what the quantities represent. By grounding the subject in ratios, the book gives learners a reason for choosing a particular function when solving a problem. Sine, cosine, and tangent are presented as tools for moving between angles and lengths, especially in right-angled triangles, but the conceptual emphasis is broader than routine substitution. The constant ratio idea also prepares readers for later work with circles and non-right-angled situations, where the same functions continue to operate beyond the first simple diagrams. This progression helps connect school-level triangle problems with the more general mathematical language used in advanced study. Secondly, angles of any magnitude and the shift from triangle geometry to circular reasoning. The book extends trigonometry beyond the restricted setting of acute angles in right-angled triangles. This is an important step because many learners first encounter the subject in a narrow geometric form and later struggle when angles become larger than 90 degrees, negative, or part of periodic motion. Neal addresses this expansion by linking trigonometric values to circular ideas, where angles can be measured around a full rotation and beyond. This treatment helps explain why trigonometric functions repeat and why sines change in different quadrants. The shift from triangles to circles also supports a more flexible understanding of equations involving sine, cosine, and tangent. When angles are allowed to have any magnitude, solutions are not usually isolated single answers but can form repeating patterns. The book, therefore, moves readers from basic measurement toward functional thinking. This is especially useful for students preparing for higher mathematics, because circular reasoning underlies graphing, identities, calculus applications, and many physical interpretations of periodic behavior. Thirdly, radians, measurement systems, and why angle units affect calculation. Radians receive explicit attention because they are essential to serious trigonometric work. Degrees are familiar and convenient for elementary geometry, but radians connect angle measure directly to arc length and the radius of a circle. The book treats radians not as a technical complication, but as a natural extension of circular geometry. This matters because many advanced formulas in mathematics, especially those involving limits, calculus, and periodic functions, depend on radians for their cleanest form. Understanding radians also reduces confusion when moving between classroom exercises, calculator settings, and algebraic manipulation. A learner who sees radians merely as another unit may miss why expressions involving pi arise so frequently in trigonometry. Neal links angle measurement to practical calculation, helping readers recognize when conversion is necessary and why the choice of unit changes numerical presentation without changing the underlying angle. This topic is one of the book's bridges between practical problem solving and more abstract mathematical structure. Fourthly, compound angles and identities as tools for transforming trigonometric expressions. The book includes compound angles, an area where trigonometry becomes more algebraic. Compound angle formulas show how the trigonometric value of a sum or difference of angles can be expressed through the values of the separate angles. This is not simply a matter of adding more formulas to memorize. It introduces a new kind of reasoning in which expressions can be transformed into equivalent forms that are easier to solve, prove, or apply. For students, this is often the point where trigonometry shifts from diagram-based calculation to symbolic manipulation. Neil's inclusion of worked examples is important here, because the usefulness of identities is best seen through repeated application. Compound angle work also supports later topics such as double angle formulas, trigonometric equations, and mathematical modeling of combined rotations or waves. By treating identities as operational tools, the book helps readers understand that trigonometry is not a collection of disconnected rules, but a coherent system in which functions interact predictably. Lastly, applications to three-dimensional problems and exam-style practice. A distinctive practical feature of the book is its attention to applying trigonometry in three dimensions. Many introductory treatments remain focused on flat triangles, but real mathematical and technical problems often involve angles, distances, and projections in space. Three-dimensional trigonometry requires learners to choose suitable right-angled triangles within a larger spatial figure, identify which lengths or angles are known, and apply the appropriate ratio or theorem step by step. This strengthens spatial reasoning as well as formula selection. The book's structure, with explanations followed by worked examples and test questions, supports this skill because spatial problems are difficult to master by reading definitions alone. Practice also helps learners diagnose whether their difficulty lies in drawing the figure, selecting the correct trigonometric relation, or carrying out the calculation. This combination makes the book useful for exam preparation, especially where students must move beyond routine substitution and demonstrate method. It also shows how trigonometry functions as a practical language for measurement in geometry. In conclusion, this book is best suited to learners who need a structured and reasonably complete introduction to trigonometry rather than a brief formula sheet. It will be particularly useful for secondary school and A-level students, adult learners returning to mathematics, and readers preparing for courses where trigonometry is assumed knowledge. Its practical benefit lies in combining conceptual explanation with worked examples and test questions, so the reader can connect principles with problem solving. Intellectually, it helps clarify why trigonometric functions behave as they do, especially through ratios, circular measurement, radians, compound angles, and extension into three-dimensional contexts. Compared with many school textbooks, it is more self-contained and more directly written for independent study. Compared with large problem workbooks, it gives more explanatory scaffolding before asking the reader to practice. Its strength is not that it replaces a full advanced mathematics course, but that it consolidates the essential grammar of trigonometry in one accessible volume. The book stands out in its category because it treats trigonometry as a connected subject, moving from triangles to circles, from degrees to radians, and from simple diagrams to spatial applications. That progression makes it valuable for readers who want both exam readiness and a clearer foundation for later mathematical study. If you would like to support Hugh Neil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.